This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with some space secrets to share with you. Actually, it's not a secret. NASA is expected to open moon rock samples for the very first time, but they do supply secrets as it gives us information on the earliest history of our solar system. More details after these tech headlines. So if you're curious how jam-packed your train will be, Google says it has the answer, a transit feature that predicts crowdedness levels across mass transit. Here's the story. Predictions are based on crowdsourced information from millions of riders worldwide. Beginning in October 2018, Google asked certain users who recently completed a trip to rate their journeys. Google since used that data it collected since October to build a model of crowdedness based on past performance, so it works best when trains and buses run to schedule. Twitter said it would begin flagging tweets by government officials and political figures worldwide who violate its rules. This is a response to criticism of its oversight. The company has been reluctant so far to take action against posts by prominent politicians, saying such messages are in the public interest. The new protocol, announced in a blog post late last week, means that non-compliant tweets falling under the broader umbrella of the public's right to know would still be posted. Tweets will be identified in an official notice from Twitter indicating they violate the company's rules. The policy will apply to government officials who have verified accounts and more than 100,000 followers. Apple is manufacturing its new MacBook computer in China, shifting abroad production of what had been its only major device assembled in the U.S. This is as trade tensions escalate between the Trump administration and Beijing. Apple tapped contractor Quanta Computer to manufacture the 6,000 desktop computers in a radically different silver rectangular design, notably one of the last developed under the leadership of design chief Johnny Ive, who, of course, late last week announced he will leave the company later this year. Coming up, secrets from inside the moon, technically. How new technology enabled NASA to open up 50-year-old pieces of the moon, and what they can tell us about our entire solar system. With the golden anniversary of our first steps on the moon on the horizon, one lunar rock is red hot again, and NASA is about to open samples of said moon rock, allowing us to view them through the lens of 21st century technology. Ryan Ziegler is NASA's Apollo sample curator. He preserves moon rocks that were brought back from 1969 to 1972, and he explains the significance of the latest study.
I mean, the fact that in 1969, with less computing power than your smartphone has, people flew 500,000 miles round trip to the moon and back and survived and managed to bring all these amazing rocks back that have taught us about the entire solar system. It's just, as a geologist, these are the holy grail for science. Science instruments are 4, 5, 6 generations more sensitive, and we can do more with the milligram than we could do with the gram back then.
Charisse Kreischer, lunar sample processor, goes on to explain why it's now or never.
They're actually priceless. I mean, we at this point, we can't go back and get any more. There are plans to do so, but this is what we have right now is what we have. So they're very worth being protected.
But most priceless is what science can learn from these experiments. Jeremy Kent, another sample processor at NASA, explains.
Gives us information on the earliest history in our solar system where that record just doesn't exist anymore on the Earth.
Research teams selected by NASA will receive varying amounts of coveted lunar rock for the study. And at the White House's direction, NASA aims to put astronauts on the lunar surface again by 2024. That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.